This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite criticism from Democrats and some Republicans about his stand on Saudi Arabia, President Trump is praising the kingdom this morning, tweeting, quote, oil prices getting lower, great, like a big tax cut for America and the world. He adds, enjoy, thank you to Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, the president said the U.S. remains a steadfast ally of Saudi Arabia, despite the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
I've lived in Malibu for 35 years, and it seems like it always happens this way. The fires and then the floods.
Malibu resident and reality star Brody Jenner there, as heavy rains are starting to affect northern and southern California. In the south, the Woolsey Fire burn zone could see some serious mudslides. To the north, 81 people are now confirmed dead from the campfire. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
A new report claims that President Trump wanted to, and in fact tried, to prosecute Hillary Clinton and former FBI Director James Comey earlier this year. The report in the New York Times says former White House counsel Don McGahn ended up telling Trump that ordering a prosecution of the two would raise allegations of abuse of power. It's unclear what charges Trump was wanting to level against the two. Forecasters on the East Coast are warning this could be the coldest Thanksgiving ever. A high-pressure system from the Arctic will be descending on the Northeast tomorrow, and temperatures could plunge into the 20s or the low 20s, and with wind chills even worse. The cold could be a big issue at the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade in Manhattan, where because of the winds, some of the big balloons may have to be grounded. And actor Robert De Niro and his wife are splitting up after 20 years of marriage. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Authorities now believe they have solved a 1969 murder of a Harvard student, as Middlesex County investigators have revealed the new DNA testing and analysis have been completed in the cold case known as the Jane Britton case. They say serial rapist Michael Sumter was to blame. Sumter died in 2001. He's been linked to two other murders of women that he didn't know. He was 54 when he died of cancer while on parole. A well-known news host reportedly in line for quite a big payoff to leave a major network. Reports are Megyn Kelly, who celebrated her 48th birthday just last Sunday, is working to finalize a $30 million exit from NBC after being dumped from her 9 a.m. time slot on Today last month after questioning why it was racist to wear blackface for Halloween. She'd gotten off to a rocky start at NBC when she launched a poorly received news magazine Sunday with Megyn Kelly early in her tenure, but then shifted focus to that 9 a.m. hour beginning in September of 2017. But her first few weeks on the air there were choppy, as she had uncomfortable on-air exchanges with a number of guests, including famously Jane Fonda.
You're not proud to admit that you've had work done. Why not? We really want to talk about that?
Kelly also early on that program had a run-in with a couple of members of the cast of Will and Grace. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was going to be easy, right? I think you know better. Hey, welcome back. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, Thanksgiving just around the corner, right? That's coming at us at 5 speed. So kind of amazing. It's just like it was just yesterday. It seems like many yesterdays ago. We're just turning the page on January the 1st, and here we are, you know, looking at Thanksgiving, Christmas soon thereafter, and then we're welcoming in a new year. But this is a time where families all come together, and it's an interesting time. And our next guest, I want to bring him here right now, Dr. Bruce Hartman is back with us, author of Jesus and Company, Connecting the Lessons of the Gospel with Today's Business World. Dr. Hartman, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you for having me back, Phil. I really appreciate it.
Hey, well, the scenario is we've got families coming together. Great time, time to be thankful. You think peace would reign. But sometimes we got to be careful, you know, what we talk about, lest we end up in a food fight at the dinner table. As contentious as America is, you know, families are a microcosm of what's happening on the greater cultural level, is it not?
Oh, this is probably going to be one of the more difficult years for Thanksgiving Day meals in politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless you have, like, Tim Allen as a house guest or something to come over and just kind of break up the seriousness and have a chuckle and lighten up a little bit, not taking yourself so serious. But I think, you know, Bruce, the tough thing is going to be for these families who have sent their kids off to college, and they come back and within, you know, 2 months, they're fully indoctrinated. And it's like, holy moly, what the heck is going on? And how much money, honey, did we pay for this, for our son to be indoctrinated?
Yeah, it's certainly a tough time. But it's not, this is not a conversation that can't happen. It's a conversation that if it's approached differently than perhaps what we've done in the past, it can break the ice. And I think it starts, Bill, with having a genuine interest to hear the other person's point of view. And
exactly.
One of the best questions we can ask anybody is, what do you think?
Right, right.
That lowers all the barriers. It affirms the individual you're talking to, and particularly if you follow it up with real good listening skills. You're going to win somebody over as believing in you that you're rational and reasonable. And I think that's really the goal of any discussion.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we saw that on display. I don't know if you happen to catch us, but Kurt Russell was on The View. And what Kurt Russell was talking about were some conservative viewpoints. But he won the gals over the way in which he did that. Was that, you know, he listened to them. He presented his case non-threatening. You know, it was loaded with a lot of common sense, and it wasn't so much that you had this sense that Kurt Russell was trying to be right and to win an argument. It was just, hey, this is the way I see it. And, you know, and it's was pretty disarming, you know, because the gals in The View, whenever you see them getting together, I mean, they're ready for a fight. I mean, the brass knuckles, yeah. Everything are out, you know, so.
Yeah, so the two things that, you know, most the two things most humans want, one is affirmation and
yeah.
And, you know, so being respectful and polite in answering that call it doesn't mean you have to give up your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
It just has to mean that you give a genuine interest in who they are. And the second is people want to be relevant.
Right.
So allowing them to talk and listen, again, it doesn't mean you give up what you believe. And in most cases, you will learn something new. But in doing that, it is disarming because it's not always the normal way we communicate.
Mm-hmm.
But it also builds trust and it builds receptivity.
Right.
And that's really what I think discussions should end up. That's the place all discussions should end up. But it doesn't happen with name calling.
Exactly. And it's not like you have to, you know, give up, as you say, and this is really important. It's not like you have to give up your position and surrender what it is. You know, that's not what is at risk here. What's at risk more so is a relationship and a perspective. And my father used to always say, look, you have to listen to the other side because not everyone has all the goods, so to speak.
Right.
You know, God didn't design us this way. He designed us for relationship horizontally and vertically, which it means that, you know, we have to have relationships with people. And, you know, and I find it quite entertaining when I'm around dogmatic people and you just kind of like, it's like rope-a-dope. You just let them punch themselves out. And, you know, and I, okay, well, all right, well, help me understand, you know, I'm listening. And as you say, the whole idea of validation, I've maintained, Bruce, that we live under a domineering spirit of invalidation in our culture today in this information age. And it's especially sensitive because of what John Naisbitt had announced, 20 years ago, said that we would enter that era of high tech, high touch. As technology would increase, there was going to be a greater need for that personal contact and affirmation. And we're right smack dab in the crosshairs of this stuff. And that's why people are so frustrated, why they're so angry. And, you know, because they just feel like you say, they're not relevant. Nobody's listening to me. And so what do? They burn down buildings and they get in fights. And, you know, it's out of control here.
Yeah. And we're all, as you said before, God made us to be relational beings.
Mm-hmm.
And the healthiest people are the people that focus on relationships and less on technology. And I think one of the things that technology's done is it's removed the importance of having relationships, whether it's our children playing PS4 or we're on our iPhones, or it's important to take that time to feed your soul mm-hmm. by having a good conversation with somebody. But it starts with first listening.
Yeah, and I like what you said. You know, listen and learn. You know, if you're going into you know, an interaction with somebody, you know, to pick up something, you know, pick up a golden nugget, something that, you know, the Bible talks about an aptly spoken word. And you'd be surprised where that word comes or that action or a look, where it comes from. And sometimes it's the least likely of all places, but it's that word or action that makes your day.
No, absolutely. And, you know, it amazes me, Bill, is I will be talking to somebody, you know, whether it's a radio caller or, you know, just somebody that I meet in the supermarket. Mm-hmm. And you'll pick up little nuggets that will lift your spirit, but also give you insight that from a spot you never expected. And that's why it's so important to listen and give every person respect, regardless of how they dress or what their resume says or who they are.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many brilliant people that exist in our country, giving them the opportunity to talk is really important.
Well, Thanksgiving here, families coming together. Do we need a written out statement, you know, kind of like what the White House has to do for Jim Acosta? Say, here's the rules of engagement, and this is what we define as being civil around our family dinner table. Is that what's going to be required?
Well, there's some really good places to get these tips, but I think the number one thing is generally respect the person that you're talking to.
Yeah. Well, we'll drill down a little bit deeper. We got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Bruce Hartman right here on Bill Martinez Live. We're coming on just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour for more information on the show, by the way, and also an opportunity to download this interview so you can listen again at your convenience, share it with your friends and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. It'll be right there as well. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I love this lyric, you know, because it reminds you it's not all about you, you know.
when it's Thy Will Be Done. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us. Dr. Bruce Hartman continues with us, author of Jesus and Company, Connecting the Lessons of the Gospel with Today's Business World. You know, Bruce, I have a dear friend. She's in real estate, very, very sharp gal, and very liberal. And, of course, we're bookends here. And it's interesting, you know, she and her husband, who is a retired teacher and dear friend and good golfer, they invite me to that, you know, come over and have dinner, you know, quite often when I'm here in California, and I love having time with them. And it cracked me up one time. I came in, she tells me, she says, we're not talking politics, so don't even bring it up. And I go, no, that's fine. You know, there's plenty to talk about in the whole deal. And so I went down. We were sitting all together with their friends and everything. 5 minutes later, she's bringing up politics. I go, you told me it was off bounds and you bring it up. You know, there's just something about politics that we just can't help ourselves, right?
It's like a car accident. You just want to keep looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's so pervasive and it's so all around. And then, of course, you know, we're bombarded by the media. And, you know, I've been, you know, this whole deal, you know, but 90% of the report, you know, from the mainstream media, and admittedly, you know, the mainstream media bosses have said, hey, look, we know Trump is we make money off of Trump. You know, we love to hate him. And so, you know, they clearly have got out of their way when 90% of the reporting is negative. It's like, okay, well, no wonder he feels antithetical toward them and each other. It's almost like they need each other because they're keeping each other's relevance, I guess, in the marketplace.
Yeah, certainly, certainly that's the way it comes across. But you brought up a point earlier, and we all have to be careful when we watch mainstream media, is there is no one single source where you're going to pick up all of the facts for any issue. And, you know, I think one of the ways to help depolarize our country is for people to think beyond just the one outlet, you know, is to get your source of information from a number of outlets to get a more complete picture of what an issue is.
And I think that sometimes what happens, I got to tell you, I'm guilty of this, Bruce, is that sometimes I find myself taking myself too seriously. You know, doing a show like this, it's a little bit of an unfair fight. It's one of my mentors that said long ago that because I am such a student of this, that sometimes it's like, me trying to play tennis against Ely Nastasi. You know, it's just, he's got so many years and skill sets, you know, that are far and above anything that I could ever reach. And so sometimes you find yourself in discussions with people, especially if it gets argumentative, then it's like, wow, you cannot spend, you know, for me to do a 3-hour show, it's 9 hours a day investment time total, not just the 3 hours on the show, but what I have to do behind the scenes in terms of reading up on, you know, books, you know, preparing, reading, you know, things that you and I are going to talk about today and studying it and thinking, okay, how are we going to approach this? You know, so there's a lot of time invested, whereas, you know, the casual consumer of the political discourse, it is casual. It's what they get on their nightly news, what they pick up maybe, you know, off their iPhones these days and that. So, you know, the level and depth of what they have consumed is minimal, you know, compared to what I've done. But sometimes I just take it too seriously, especially when people, you know, make statements and you go, wow, you know, that's, you know, it's already been proven to be false. And, you know, you got to be real delicate about telling somebody, well, you got the wrong information.
Yeah, you certainly have to be delicate. And I think headlines, the point you're making is really valid, and I see it a lot as well. People react off of headlines, but
yes,
many times below the headline is a different point of view or maybe a couple of different points of view. Mm-hmm. And I think if we really want to have a freedom of the press, we as citizens are also responsible with what we do with that information. And I think we should go beyond just the headline. I think we all should spend more time reading more of the facts and making conclusions, not off the headline, mm-hmm, but on the content.
Well, and I think this is what people are doing now, is they're reacting. They're turning away from the mainstream media. gosh, Bruce, when I was growing up, I remember at one point, you know, the three major networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, commanded some 85% of the viewing audience. Today, it's less than 50%. Yes, you know, you've got other cable outlets and this sort of thing, but other things that are happening, people are just flat out tuning out. They're just saying, look, I'm just not buying into your stuff anymore. You know, I need you to do some hard work and do some research for me. I'm working hard every day trying to provide for my family, and I want to know who I can count on to get the information so that I am an educated citizen of this government.
Yeah, and that movement, it's interesting. It really started in 2016, and people will say that was the time when Trump was made president. But no, it's the Democrats take as much responsibility for this headline obsession.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're starting to see now is there are websites that talk about the facts on a balanced view. So, for instance, there's one that I recently started viewing and got enrolled in their email. It's called Better Angels.
Yes.
And they'll give you the Republican view, and they'll give you the Democratic view. And the only ground rule is civility in what they write and how they do the videos. And it's fascinating when you hear, you see something on CNN, and then you go to Better Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get a more complete view of exactly what's happening or with the content.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. There are sites like this. I know on our site, we have PolitiFact. We're, you know, checking things out, but I'm always encouraging people, and I love to have the discourse, and I love to get emails from people, by the way, bill@billmartinezlive.com. That can further the conversation, say, hey, were you aware of this? And so that we can bring it, you know, to our audience so that we are advancing the cause here for the sake of our better angels, right?
Right, right. And, yeah, and I think your show is, in particular, I love your website because you don't get the same old. You do get a much more balanced opinion than you will on a lot of the other mainstream sites.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, we're trying hard to do this. I you know, my old mentor, and it was one that I had a bit of, you know, I guess coincidence with him, Chuck Bloor, who was, in my humble opinion, excuse me, was probably one of the better program directors. He was based out of Los Angeles, and when I had a chance of working with him was when I was working at KISS in Los Angeles. KISS Radio was on air. And Chuck was just brilliant. And one of the things that he brought repeatedly to all of the radio personalities was it says every time you open up the microphone, your mission is to elicit a positive emotional response. In other words, make sure the audience was having the sense of, hey, you know what? I'm glad I tuned in. In fact, one time it was so funny. It was SC was playing as a college football game. SC was playing at Notre Dame, and it was that infamous game in the 70s where SC was getting killed and just absolutely destroyed in the first half. It was like, oh gosh, I was like, you know, they were just getting obliterated by Notre Dame. Well, the second half they come back, and you know, the whole deal. Well, as they're coming back, I pick up on the you know, the teletype and the AP that, you know, SC is coming back. I mean, you know, it's like 2-3 touchdowns in a row. The whole deal is like the momentum has changed. And so I brought it to mind, you know, to share with the audience. And Chuck calls me up and says, hey, good deal. You know, you did elicit a positive emotional response there, but you just sent half of your audience, you know, to another radio station. And sometimes, you know, I guess in that process, what I try to do is not so much worry about where they go as much as it is, you know, the content. If you can get the information, hey, be blessed, and hopefully we can add to that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, amen to that.
And the same thing for you, Bruce, and for everybody out there this Thanksgiving. Listen and learn, okay? And don't take it so seriously, all right? It's good family time, and may you have a very peaceful and happy Thanksgiving, especially in this politically charged environment in which we live in, okay? So we'll be the counterforce. Bruce Hartman, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite criticism from Democrats and some Republicans about his stand on Saudi Arabia, President Trump is praising the kingdom this morning, tweeting, quote, oil prices getting lower, great, like a big tax cut for America and the world. He adds, enjoy, thank you to Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, the president said the U.S. remains a steadfast ally of Saudi Arabia, despite the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
I've lived in Malibu for 35 years, and I see it seems like it always happens this way. The fires and then the floods.
Malibu resident and reality star Brody Jenner there, as heavy rains are starting to affect northern and southern California. In the south, the Woolsey Fire burn zone could see some serious mudslides. To the north, 81 people are now confirmed dead from the campfire. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify.
Hey, welcome back, America. It is about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Boy, I'll tell you, time is flying by as we're, I guess everybody's just getting hungrier here, just in anticipation of turkey and all the good stuff that goes along with it, family and time together. And as we said, from our previous interview, maybe there needs to be some rules of engagement here so that, the biscuits aren't flying across the table and people are getting upset and what should be a time to get together and a peaceful time and enjoyable time gets a little too radicalized because of the current political nature and marketplace that we're in. I know at David Holt's place, things are very calm, spirited, but calm and wonderful. Isn't that right, David Holt?
It is, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Well, David Holt is the president of Consumer Energy Alliance, and we're glad to have him here because we're going to talk about, it's the annual trek to Grandma's house, isn't it? Thanksgiving holiday travel. It's said to be the highest since 2005, and this is in spite of gas prices, right, David?
Well, in part now, Bill, it's because of gasoline prices. So over the wind, over the river and through the woods,
yeah, right,
is a lot cheaper than it was, say, 45 days ago, and it's a lot cheaper than it was at the beginning of the summer. We've seen gasoline prices come down a little over 30 cents since the summer driving season started, and that's putting more money back in the pocketbooks of everybody and making it a little easier and less expensive to get to Grandma's house.
Yeah, unless you're in California, because the government there saw that you were getting too much money back, so they said, hey, we want those shekels on our side. So.
Absolutely right. You know, the biggest concern that we at Consumer Energy Alliance have long-term is regulation and increasing gasoline taxes and anything that raises costs for consumers for energy, not only gasoline but electricity prices, because that's something that actually, you know, when we're sitting around the Thanksgiving table, it's energy and energy costs and where we're getting energy from should be one of those things that we can talk about, because it should be a nonpartisan issue, and it affects every man, woman, and child in the country. And the more we can do to develop homegrown energy resources, not only oil and natural gas, but wind and solar and energy efficiency and all the rest, the better it is for all of us.
Well, no question, David, when it comes to energy, and you and I have had this discussion many times before, and it is that simple. I mean, the common denominator is energy, and something that's going to lift everybody up, middle class, even poor people, is the cost of energy. I mean, if there's anything we can do for poverty, it's to keep energy costs down, is it not?
Absolutely right, and that's, you know, it's one of the untold stories. The energy costs and the environmental improvement are the two biggest untold stories in the energy equation that we see. So, you know, Bill, all of us, you and I and the listeners on the phone, listeners here, should be spending about 8% of our monthly income on energy, electricity, mm-hmm. or gasoline.
Right.
The closer you get to the poverty level, in many states and regions of the country, we're finding that folks are spending 35 or more percent of their monthly income, not disposable income, monthly income on electricity or gasoline.
That's not
a fair situation.
No, that's not, and that's ungodly. I mean, that is ungodly that they're spending that kind of money, but this is what happens, and a lot that contributes to that is government regulation, is it not?
It is. It's government regulation, lack of consistency in regulation, lack of transparency in regulation. You know, coming out of this last election, we saw several jurisdictions in the United States trying to restrict energy development in some way, pipeline and infrastructure development in some way. All those ballot measures were defeated, thankfully. So I think we've got an educated voting populace. But that doesn't stop a few very wealthy progressives from spending $100 million plus in certain states trying to pass these ballot measures that restrict our access and our ability to meet our simple energy demands. And that flies in the face that energy demand continues to go up.
Mm-hmm.
More of us are driving more miles today than we ever have before. More of us are relying on electricity more and more on a daily basis than we ever have before. The demands from our technology and just basic computing that we're doing each and every day, and every household has multiple devices that draw down a lot of electricity, we're using more and more. And thankfully, we're meeting more of our energy demand from oil and natural gas that is being developed and produced here at home because of hydraulic fracturing, because of more production offshore in the United States. We need to build more pipelines to get that production to market, and that's one of the fights we're seeing increasingly around the country, that folks are saying no to pipeline and development. So I guess they're saying yes to more train and truck traffic, because we've got to get the product to the market.
Right.
And none of us want to see more trucks on the road, even though Consumer Energy Alliance has a lot of trucking members and distribution folks that are out there trying to get, commercial goods from one part of the country to the next, including oil and natural gas. But none of us really want to see more trucks on the road.
Well, in some cases, David, the narrative has been hijacked by, these progressives and environmentalists that really, I mean, it's an emotional argument. It's not a logical, it's not a reasonable argument that where you can sit down and say, okay, let's talk about this stuff. Let's talk about, you know, how far we've come. You know, yes, we appreciate that you've been participating in the conversation. And, you know, this has improved the environment. We're better stewards of the environment because of all the pressure. You know, you really were at the forefront of pushing the idea of fracking. I mean, you know, it wasn't like the, you know, energy industry said, oh, well, the heck with you. We're not going to do anything about it. Let's figure out a better way. And so now here fracking, and now ultimately what we're looking at here, and not even ultimately, I mean, we're not that far away from being, you know, totally, you know, reliant on our own energy, you know, resources here, being energy independent, and not only that, but being distributors. I mean, look what President Trump was able to do with, you know, the situation in Germany with Merkel. Merkel was going to sell her country out to Russia, and he says, wait a minute, you know, why aren't we sanctioning Russia right now? Why are you doing business with them? Shouldn't you be doing business with an ally like maybe the United States has a lot of, you know, a lot of energy resources that could help you out? What do you think about that? Well, okay. You know, so, I mean, it's incredible what we've been able to do here. And, David, I just am shocked, in part, that we're not celebrating this all the more because of the advances we made. Instead, you know, environmentalists are taking, you know, the fun out of, you know, some glory that we've worked hard to attain.
You know, and it's funny, it was a mistake of history that a faction of this debate has been taken over by the so-called environmentalists, Bill, because you know what? You and I are environmentalists.
Exactly.
We're all environmentalists. While we're having this growth in energy development in this country, we can also look at every single measurement of environmental control has improved. Greenhouse gas emissions have been reduced in the United States faster than any country on Earth in the last 10, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Nitrogen oxides and volatile organic compounds, which produce kind of city smog in all the big cities, are dramatically down over the last 5, 10, 30 years.
Right.
Sulfur dioxides are down. Particulate matter is down. Every measuring stick for emissions in this country is vastly improved. At the same time, we're producing more energy here at home. We're the only country on Earth that will get close, if not beat, the Paris Accord requirements for emission reductions.
Right.
Everyone else is going to far exceed them, not even come close to meeting them. We're the country, and Donald Trump walked away from that, signing that accord. But at the same time, because of environmental protection and no new innovation and what industry is doing to meet our energy needs in a safe, responsible, environmentally efficient way, we're going to get close, if not beat, the Paris Accords. No one's talking about that.
I know. We've been leading the way from day one on this. And this is why Donald Trump said, look, at the playing field is not level. We're still going to be responsible. We're still going to continue to lead the way, right?
Environmentalists. That's
right.
The point. We're all environmentalists. What we need to be is energy solution folks.
Amen.
Come up with energy solutions. Let's all agree. The next time I agree with my friends at the Sierra Club and other environmental organizations, because I agree we need to hold ourselves to a high standard on the
environment.
Exactly.
Well, David, we got to leave it right there.
If
you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906. Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract.
contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want to know
just like that, the way you like us, fresh and independent. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, we're going to talk famous food myths. And believe it or not, they've been tested in the lab. And they're all cited in a book called Did You Just Eat That? You know, some of the questions that might come to mind, you know, double dipping, you know, is that delicious or dangerous? Remember Seinfeld? They did a big deal on that, an episode on double dipping, which was hysterical. How about practicing the five-second rule or never eat food off the floor? Is sharing a large popcorn a sign of friendship or a recipe for spreading germs? Well, these food myths and more have been lab tested by professors, no less, in the new book, Did You Just Eat That? And with us right now, food researchers Paul Dawson and Brian Sheldon. Paul and Brian, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Great, we're doing you. Well.
Thank you, Paul.
Hey, thank you so much for being here, Paul. Being since you identified yourself off the bat, let's talk to you first. Let me ask you, you explained to the readers why water is safer served without ice or a lemon wedge. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. That's true, I guess, to an extent. It really comes down to who's handling the ice. We use the analogy that if some bartender's there putting ice in your drink, and sometimes they'll use their bare hand, or they'll squeeze a lemon or a lemon garnish. Depends on, you don't know whether they washed their hands or not, or what they've touched before they do that. So I guess there's a little bit of risk with that, and probably minor, but there is some chance that they haven't used good hand hygiene.
Exactly. You know, Brian, you also bring up in the book something that, you know, is like one of those V8 moments that I had. And oh, my goodness, why didn't I, you know, think about this before? But you're exactly right. And that is that, you know, after viewing a restaurant menu, you suggest they sanitize your hands, because you talk about a menu and how many people have handled it and maybe how many times that. And it's not like somebody takes the menu and wipes it clean, do they?
No, that's correct, and that's probably, in our estimation, because we don't know what's happening in every restaurant, but from our perception is that that's probably one thing that doesn't get cleaned very often, and it may get wiped down at the end of the day, perhaps not, though. Whereas they do a great job behind the scenes in the kitchen relative to, say, food handling practices, what happens to that menu. After all, you know, it's touched by all the consumers, it's touched by the waiters and waitresses and potentially other staff members. And it comes back to the same point that Paul raised relative to, well, what kind of hygiene was used, and those people that have that are responsible for washing it when they are washed and sanitized. And I guess you have to look at it this way too, that us as consumers, we're contributors to that as well. It's
exactly.
Not all just organisms that happen to be in the restaurant. We are contributing to that population of organisms, and some of them could be disease causing. Fortunately, only about 1% of the known bacteria and viruses at this point in time are thought to cause disease for humans, whereas 99% of them are either have no impact on us or may be a positive impact, such as in our gastrointestinal tract or making good foods, fermented foods like yogurt and pickles and things like that.
Right. Well, Paul, it makes me wonder, you know, when you're handed a menu, for example. I mean, in some restaurants, they're pretty well dog-eared. You know? So how many bugs are in the midst of those cracks and crevices of those worn-out, well-used menus?
Yeah, well, it also, I don't know if you've seen it or not, you've probably seen children handling menus, you know, licking menus, you know, so that's all kinds of scenarios that you don't know where the menu's been until you, before you touched it. And, even if you, that, not of that nature, you just don't know where the hands have been before they're handled. And like Brian said, not really we clean tables and clean, utensils and things of that nature, but nearly menus aren't something that has a high profile as being clean.
Yeah, excellent point. What was the most surprising food myth that you discovered?
Well, in my case, Paul, I'm sure he has his top one on the top 10 list, but I was kind of interested in what happens in the restrooms when we've gone through the steps of hopefully washing our hands, rinsing, then washing with soap, and then rinsing again. And, of course, the final step of that whole process is how are we going to dry our hands? And is it paper, or is it the air dryers that most restaurants have gone to? I guess more from a standpoint of cost and environmental aspects of it. You know, one less tree that has to be taken out in order to provide something to dry our hands on. And we've discovered that. And of course, you have to then ask the question: what is going on in the bathroom to begin with? Obviously, we're there to relieve ourselves, and every time that it happens, we flush the toilet or the urinal, and it's been well documented that when you flush a toilet or a urinal, that you are producing these bioaerosols, again, these very small droplets of moisture of water, and within those, they can easily carry bacteria and viruses, fecal matter, for that matter, and all that goes into, a lot of that will go in and be dispersed throughout the air for a period of time, and when you activate the hand dryer, that pulls in that air from the surrounding room into the incoming vent. And if you ever looked at those vents, which are out of sight from the humans, from the people in there, they're usually located on the bottom. They're not very well cleaned at times. So much like your refrigerator, if you ever get under and look under the air that comes in through those vents there, you'll see that it accumulates dust, dirt, and along with that will be bacteria. So when you activate that button, you're pulling air in there, and if there's bacteria on that inlet surface, spread throughout the, basically coming out the outlet, and could be dispersed throughout the, you know, the restroom in addition to be onto your hands. And as we've adopted these more high velocity air hand dryers, that, you know, 300 plus miles per hour, it's been shown that they can spread it even further. A study done showing that they can spread it at least 6 feet away from the hand dryer. And so, again, I was kind of struck by the numbers of the population of organisms that can be dispersed by just simply trying to dry your hands.
And thinking you're doing the right thing, right?
Yeah, you're trying to do the right things, but you end up getting what somebody else has on their hands, or what has happened in the toilet, and possibly, you know, fecal matter or fecal organisms, associated organisms, onto your hands again.
Mm. So, Paul, how about for you? What was most surprising?
I think it was the double dipping. Thinking at it from the surface area standpoint, when you've got a cracker or a chip, there's really a narrow surface area there that was left, and I thought there wouldn't be detectable bacteria there, but we were surprised to find there was significant transfer, you know, up to 1,000 organisms and more when you bit a chip versus when you didn't, or cracker when you didn't. And along with that, we tested salsa, chocolate, and cheese, and found the salsa actually had a lot more transfer than the other two. And of course, it wasn't obvious, and then it kind of was. We felt kind of stupid, kick ourselves in the foot. That salsa is much thinner, and actually, when you dip it in there, more is going to fall back into the bowl that's carrying bacteria, whereas the chocolate and the cheese hang on better. So I guess if you could develop a chip that, or a dip that didn't drip at all, you'd be safe.
Yeah, you'd be safer anyway. How about sharing popcorn, Brian? What did you find out with that?
Well, as we said in all these other ones, basically you are sharing whatever that's on, let's just say, the seat that you're sitting on, the armrest where you place your hand, if you went to the restroom prior to that, and the handle, the faucets, just your general hygiene yourself. You're sharing whatever you have with the person who's you're sharing the popcorn with. Every time you dip your hand into that popcorn bag and you put it in your mouth, along with your hands, you're putting oral bacteria in your mouth, and you're putting it back into that bag. And if you have a large bag of popcorn, you may dip in there, you know, 20, 30 times. And every time you're dipping in there, you're increasing the population. And so, again, it comes down to what organisms are on you, what are you putting back into that bag. And hopefully we can say that most of them are the good ones, or at least the neutral ones that don't impact us. But unfortunately, during this time of the year where the flu is prevalent and people with colds, I think it's a greater opportunity actually to spread viruses and from person to person, a result of sharing popcorn, or for that matter, other types of foods, communal type of things like rice and soups and things like that.
Yeah. Well, the book itself, Did You Just Eat That?, available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website. And our thanks to food researchers Paul Dawson and Brian Sheldon for doing all the hard work. And I'll tell you, it may have you change how you share your popcorn these days. Just, you know, that amongst other things. And the 5-second rule, that is a myth. I mean, call it out for what it is. Right, guys?
Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Paul and Brian, go ahead.
The take-home point, we don't always get sick, so that's the good point there. Even when we engage in certain activities that are questionable, that it's on a rare basis that we're getting sick. But then again, the probability, the risk is always there.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Paul and Brian, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract
Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions.